Hare Krishna. I'm just sort of packing up and getting ready to go to Austria, and from there I'll be going to a European leaders meeting and going back on Tuesday to Budapest. Today I wanted to just give a little account of a friend of mine who recently left his body. His name was Ramakeli Das. And Ramakeli was a large body, by that I mean tall, African-American Vaishnav who joined in Chicago. And I met him in Chicago when we moved our Minneapolis temple there along with all the devotees. And by that time he was a cook, although previously he'd been a Sankirtan devotee. And he was a very jolly, likable, although sometimes heavy person, a very good cook. One of his specialties, which at least I remember at present, was big eggplant pakoras. The specialty of the pakora is that it was cut lengthwise, so sometimes, because it resembled a fish, we used to call it fish pakoras. And of course in those days, especially when we were going out on book distribution, we could digest anything, especially a lot of these specialty Ramakeli pakoras. And he was a real lover of kirtan. I remember he used to dance really ecstatically, very active. And what can I say? Black people have real rhythm, and he used to really dance with that rhythm. Something I can really groove on. Anyway, a picture of Ramakeli really sticks in my mind was in 1979 when I took sannyas and I came back to Chicago. And I remember that at that time I was the president. And I remember being picked up at night, and it was late at night by the time I got back. And so we came into the Evanston Temple, which was a YMCA. We were still there at that time. And it was all very quiet, as I'd expected. But when he got into the reception area, then all of a sudden, devotees just sprung out from everywhere. It was a trap. It was a reception. They had this reception. And I remember Ramakeli sort of jumping out. He's the first person that comes to mind that I saw. And we had a kirtan reception. And then afterwards, they'd prepared a whole feast just in honor of my sannyas. That was a wonderful, wonderful event. And of course, Ramakeli was the cook, and he was also there. After I left Chicago in 1980, I didn't have much interaction with Ramakeli, and there was no internet yet at that time. And so devotees in England and Hungary, they don't remember him, although once he passed through the UK, he had gone to Africa, and I think he was starting a orphanage over there where he was making young African children into devotees. He was a real preacher, straight-on preacher. And I remember going out to the airport and picking him up, and he stayed for some days at the manor with me, and then he continued on. I guess he was going back to America. And after that, we didn't have much contact. Probably a telephone exchange here or there. When he was in Chicago, he'd got married to one of the ladies there, Gora Devi Dasi, and they adopted a son whose name was Shamasundar. I'll just come to him pretty soon. He's a nice boy. And just about 3 weeks ago, maybe latest a month, 3 weeks ago, Sikhi Mahiti, another friend from Chicago, another black-bodied Vaishnava, he, who I've sort of had more contact on and off over the years, met him in Mayapur recently, and he sent me a message. He said that Ramakeli's got liver cancer. He's at New Talavan getting hospice care, and his doctors say he's got 2 months to live. So I phoned him up. I talked to Siki, and he was going there just to take care of Ramakeli, which I thought was a really wonderful thing. He said he was going to stay with him until he left his world. And so when he got there, I actually phoned and talked to Ramakeli. When I phoned him, he was actually in New Orleans, and he went there to participate in the wedding of Shamsundar. So we talked, and at that time he was coherent somewhat. He could speak, although obviously it was different than his usual tone, and he greeted me in the same way that he usually greets. Hey, Maharaj, is very effervescent, jubilant in that greeting. And from what Sikh media told me, he hadn't still fully digested or accepted the fact that he was going to leave this world. And we talked, or more or less I talked. And then I phoned him up, I think last Monday again, or Tuesday, from the farm. I remember talking to him from the farm. And then, although he also sort of made a similar greeting, but it wasn't as very clear, as pronounced as "Hey, Maharaj," and and he couldn't talk very much. So I just really encouraged him to pray to and cry after Srila Prabhupada and Krishna and Sikh Mahidi. At that point, he told me that only had 2 weeks to stay in this world, and that he had adjusted and accepted the fact that he was leaving. And last Friday, as I was on my way driving to Vienna, coming here to Toronto, then I sent a text to Siki saying, how's Ramakeli doing? And I thought to phone from the car. And he replied back to me that Ramakeli had just left his body about an hour earlier. So that was passing of another Vaishnava who gone to wherever Srila Prabhupada wants him to go. Either way, Srila Prabhupada is preaching, if his divine grace wants his services, or back to Godhead by that. I mean, to that place somewhere in creation where Krishna is manifesting his pastimes so that Ramakeli can further his advancement or perfection in Krishna consciousness. So that's it. I remember my old friend Ramakeli, and particularly how he used to always greet me whenever we spoke or met. Hey, Maharaj. That was his effervescent greeting. Ramakeli Prabhu Ki Jai.